diffuse radio emission from non-Planck galaxy clusters in the LOTSS Doctor 2 fields, by Dianhuang et al. The presence of large-scale magnetic fields and ultra-relativistic electrons in the intra-cluster medium, ICM, is confirmed through the detection of diffuse radio synchrotron sources, so-called radio halos and relics. Due to their steep spectrum nature, these sources are rarely detected at frequencies above a few GHz, especially in low-mass systems. The aim of this study is to discover and characterize diffuse radio sources in low-mass galaxy clusters in order to understand their origin and their scaling with host cluster properties. We searched for cluster-scale radio emission from low-mass galaxy clusters in the low-frequency array, LOFAR, 2-meter sky survey, data release 2, LOTSS Doctor 2, fields. We made use of existing optical, ABEL, DESI, WHL, and X-ray, COMPRAS, MCXC, catalogs. The LOTSS Doctor 2 data were processed further to improve the quality of the images that are used to detect and characterize diffuse sources. We have detected diffuse radio emission in 28 galaxy clusters. The number of confirmed candidates, halos and relics are 6, 7, and 10, 3, respectively. Among these, 11 halos and 10 relics, including candidates, are newly discovered by LOFAR. Beside these, 5 diffuse sources are detected in tailed radio galaxies and are probably associated with merges during the formation of the host clusters. We are unable to classify other 13 diffuse sources. We compare our newly detected diffuse sources to known sources by placing them on the scaling relation between the radio power and the mass of the host clusters. This was diffuse radio emission from non-Planck galaxy clusters in the LOTSS Doctor 2 fields, by Dianhuang et al.